Rony Zone Radio.
Welcome everybody to Rony Zone number 20. Thank you again for joining us here, and it's kind of a bit of a celebration, I guess. We've made it to episode 20, and I think we've grown quite a bit, and we've covered a lot of really interesting topics, and this show has the infamous, or hopefully famous, Dog the Bounty Hunter interview, and that's coming up a little later after we finish up talking to Chris Batod about Hawaii. I figured that Dog the Bounty Hunter lives in Hawaii, and we'll finish up with Chris, so we'll kind of continue the Hawaiian theme a little bit. And I have to say that talking to both of these guys are really great. It was a lot of fun talking to Chris. He's a funny guy, but he's a deep guy. He knows so much about so many different things. And it was just a real treat to sit down and talk with him about Hawaii, a place that he loves, a place he knows quite a bit about. And also getting to talk to Dog the Bounty Hunter. What a dream come true. What a monumental situation. And there's a lot of mixed feelings about his show, but from the minute I watched the show, I liked the show. There was something different about a family dynamic, about a person who was a Christian man who wasn't afraid to pray on TV, also a person who was real. And we talk about that. I ask him some pretty pointed questions about it. I had to edit down the time that we interviewed, and I feel that we still kept the flow of what we were talking about. The sound is not good, and I apologize for that right now, right up front. And so what I did is I had to re-record my asking the questions on the phone, because you could barely hear me anyway. And I got to thank Nathan Butler for really saving this interview. It doesn't sound perfect, but it sure sounds a heck of a lot better than the original material that we had. So thanks, Nathan. And I really think you're going to enjoy it. Dog was a real dude. He was a real guy. He was just really cool that he would take his time to call some schmuck like me and talk to for 10 minutes. And just, it was really cool. And he really was just a real down-to-earth guy. Without any further ado, let's return to the islands with Chris Batod.
Well, let's talk about something that a family can do together, and I think it's an important thing that a family can do together, and it has historical value, and that's Pearl Harbor.
Definitely Pearl Harbor. I mean, with just the World War II, you know, historical value, Pearl Harbor, when you visit there, you can take a Arizona Memorial for the USS Arizona, which was the ship that sank. Takes you in a little, kind of little shuttle boat out to the spot where the ship actually sank, and there's a memorial built over that. Mm-hmm. And it's, I mean, there's an energy you can feel there, man, with just so many people there. Yeah. That died, just the thousands. I think it's good for reflection of just maybe self, or just, you know, your values, you know, whatever it may be, that, you know, once you kind of understand what, you know, a mass of people died for, you know, a certain cause, or because of who they were, what kind of job they had, you know, in this case military, that, you know, it's very humbling.
When I stayed there, I stayed at a friend of my father's, and he had a little apartment up the hill from Pearl Harbor.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And my father, when he drove me up there the first time, this is a number of years back, and he pointed to the hill and he said, that's where they flew over. And so as you turn around and look down the street, he goes, that's what they saw. And every time I went out the door, I got chills, and I looked down and I said, wow, this is historical. Yeah. This is where it happened. And a lot of times, so much time has passed, and things are covered up or things are changed. But that's what's really cool about Hawaii, is it's almost untouched. And unfortunately, we're talking about one of the greatest tragedies of human life.
Absolutely.
But also, it's amazing that you can go back and see that, and maybe have a time of reflection, maybe have a time of silence for the folks that lost their lives, maybe think about how good you have it and how important what we have is. But it's a great thing that we can go there.
I think it's awesome too. You know, it's another byproduct of, you know, history is not going to die here.
Yeah.
And even if it's not ancient culture, you know, it was something that was worldly significance, sure. And obviously, arguably more significant to obviously the people that live there. And that's not going to die either. I mean, and the military shares even that culture and that mentality with something like that.
Let's shift gears a little bit.
All right.
If you're a single person,
okay,
I would imagine that Oahu and the great Kalakaua Avenue there will have a lot of things for you. Probably a lot of pubs, a lot of ladies, a lot of tourist folks coming through.
A lot of single people coming through. A lot of people's minds, some of the best looking women and men that are there living there.
Mm-hmm.
One of the good spots in terms of if you're looking for a bar, I would recommend what's called Restaurant Row.
Okay.
It's very close to downtown. And there's a slew of bars, a lot of outside seating. There's a couple nightclubs there too that you can visit. My favorite place, especially on my last visit home, was called Mai Tais.
Okay.
It's in the Alamoana Shopping Center,
okay.
A big bar. Very, I guess, I don't think there's any real place that wouldn't be too hip in Hawaii, because I don't think we use the same kind of cultural standards in that way. But definitely a happy place, always going to have a lot of people going around, a lot of action, a lot of energy.
And I don't know that there's a bad backdrop. I don't know if there's a bad backdrop in Hawaii. So if you want just fantastic views, I would say most of the nicer club bars are there on the water, and you've got a great view. They probably have a little terrace that you can step out on and, you know, feel the breeze and have a drink if you want,
yeah.
And enjoy Hawaii. But as you said, there are probably the most beautiful people there that live there. And whether you get to meet them, whatever, you certainly can look at them and enjoy the scenery, whether it's a rock formation or a waterfall or a beautiful person. I mean, it's all there.
Absolutely.
In Hawaii. Things are more expensive in Hawaii.
You better believe it.
No matter what it is. And I think we can go as far as our minds can think. Whatever it is expensive.
The only things that would not be more expensive would be Kona coffee, macadamia nuts, and pineapples.
Okay. Okay.
Other than the three?
Right. You have to bring it in, and that's why.
That's right. You're going to have to bring it in. Everyone who brings it in, you're going to... Anything you would pay in a store normally, mark up anywhere from 15 to 25%.
Okay.
Gallon of milk, $6.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas where I live in San Jose, you're looking at 2 for $5.
Right.
You know, so everything is marked up, and that's a big cost of living. Now, you may think it's just, you know, to food, but, I mean, think about how many things you buy. The watch on your wrist, mm-hmm. the clothes on your back, mm-hmm. you know, hair products, mm-hmm. you know, shampoo, anything, you know, a TV,
mm-hmm.
everything is going to be marked up.
Mm-hmm.
And buying online ain't going to solve the problem because
shipping.
They're still going to ship it to
yeah,
you and they're
yeah,
going to,
yeah.
you know, charge you that much more to get it there.
Yeah.
And it's not going to get there very quick either unless you're going to pay even more.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's what they call, that's what they call the price you pay for living in paradise.
And there's also the thought of, for instance, now you were born and raised in Hawaii.
Right.
Oahu. We're both living in California now.
Right, right.
And the thought is, our water, when we turn it on, oh man, it's coming off of a pipe from somewhere.
Right.
Either Arizona or wherever our water's coming from. But in Hawaii, it's different.
It is. It's very different. They have what's called a natural artesian type well.
Mm-hmm.
The water is pure because the water drips down through the lava rock
mm-hmm.
and collects in these reservoirs beneath the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
And dripping through all that lava rock makes it a natural filter.
Mm-hmm.
And so they don't treat the water in any way. They don't, you know, process it. They don't chlorinate it, nothing. And so I was until I left, I was drinking straight out the tap anywhere I went. On the neighbor islands, you could even taste even cleaner water on the neighbor islands. But when I got here, I thought it was going to be the same, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, here's the
mm-hmm.
tap, here's my water. Yeah, mm-hmm. that stopped about the first or second sip.
Sure.
So it's a very unique thing with that. And even more so than here, because the water's not treated, like, you know, they're not taking some sewage, you know, treatment. And because our water source is just that, droughts, are very impactful, right? You know, on the water supply. You know, it's not like we're getting it from anywhere. We're not going to filter seawater out of, you know, anything and make it into pure water. So, yeah, definitely. Hmm. But a clean water, try it.
Yep.
Definitely try it.
Okay. Now, what definitely sounds like, especially Oahu, is just this mecca for travel. So whether you're single, you're married, you're newly married, if you're an older couple, they probably have tours that run all day long to take you around and show you the different sites and everything.
Yep.
There's probably a lot of boat tours.
Tons of
there
those.
Are situations where you can scuba dive, that you can row the
outriggers
out in the water there. There's probably always something going on in Oahu. There's probably some big group or some kind of event or something going on there.
I would say so, yeah.
There's always something to do for any kind of person.
Definitely.
Now, we've kind of talked about a couple of things. If you had one day and you've never been to Hawaii, what must you see? Probably Pearl Harbor, it sounds like.
I would say
Diamond Head. Is there any other places or any other things that you would recommend somebody do?
I would say definitely at least drive through the North Shore.
Okay.
Stop at a beach or two. The nature of the beaches, and if you hit the right time of year, which would prime time would be January, December, where the waves get really big on the North Shore, you know, 20, 30, 40 feet. That is a spectacle to see, you know, standing on the shore, you know, to be able to just witness that power and that ability of the ocean. And it doesn't take that much time, and you're pretty much, you know, less than an hour drive, you're there, kind of see it. If you want to hang out at the beach, fine, but, I mean, obviously we're working on one day here. So, like you said, I think Pearl Harbor was a good one. Diamond Head, because of the view up there, and you're really, really at the top of that crater.
Right.
Now, North Shore and
Ala Moana, get some shopping in, or maybe if you have another place that's good to shop. Or
shopping in Ala Moana, I think a number of years ago was considered the fifth largest mall in the world. Mm. I think it's moved down to maybe 8 or 9 at this point because of the big malls that they've opened up.
Oh, okay.
But that's definitely a big one. If you're able to make it towards the center area of the island, which is Pearl City, the more of the locals mall would be more of a Pearl Ridge.
Mm.
It's a much smaller mall than Ala Moana, obviously, but you're not going to have some of the premium prices that you would pay at specific stores in Ala Moana.
Okay.
So if you're a little bit more on a budget that you want to get something.
Let's get in a plane now.
All right.
Now, if we're going to stop around at some other island, let's kind of talk about some snapshots of other islands.
Okay.
And that's the thing I think people maybe get caught in. Well, I just want to go to Oahu, and that's it. But I think you're missing a whole lot. Let's talk about Maui. What's different that's on Maui? What is worth going to see at Maui?
Well, Maui is the pretty much the number one destination, even bigger than Oahu.
Okay.
Maui gets more visitors there. And Maui, you're going to see a lot less westernized, a lot fewer buildings.
Mm.
You know, you're going to have one road that essentially goes around the entire island.
Mm.
So you're not going to have the tall skyscrapers, the big hotel. I mean, there are big hotels, but you're not going to see them. You're not going to even really know that they're there.
Mm. Mm.
Just a lot less touched, but and so there's a lot more natural beauty that's readily available. You don't have to do it some nook and cranny to find these spots, you know.
Mm.
Anywhere along the road as you're going, you're going to find a number of spots that you can stop, be it a beach, be it a waterfall, you know, or you know, Haleakala, where if you can ever see a sunrise from that mountain, and Haleakala translates into House of the Sun, that is a spectacle.
Mm.
Better have your shades, but that's quite a view, being up so high and being able to see that sun come up.
Mm. Now, what about the Big Island, Hawaii?
Big Island of Hawaii, the newest island, where we still have active volcanoes there.
Mm.
Obviously, a sight to see, and normally this is available, is you can see lava pouring into the ocean.
Mm.
And you won't be able to get real close because of the danger involved.
Right.
But, I mean, that's something, because that's new land. That's a real estate being created, basically, you know, as that lava's pouring into the ocean. It's going to seem like the moon for most of it when you're driving around. but that is definitely something that you won't be able to see really anywhere else. They have a lot of what they call lava tubes there as well. These lava tubes were created by the lava flow that flowed through them at one time, but now is the lava's not flowing there through there, and it's a damp tube, but it's actually quite a long tube that you can actually get out the other end. And it's just, it looks like a big cave, but it was made by lava flowing through there.
Wow. And it does have that porous look.
Definitely.
The ground is this porous.
Yeah, I want to say like a really hard sponge almost.
Okay.
You know, it's all made of lava rock, obviously, but because there's so much, you know, water dripping through it, filtering through the rock, everything else, you know, you're walking through a really damp cave. You know, there's some ferns growing on the side. You know, you might step in a puddle here or there because there's a lot of moisture in there.
Now, let's talk about Kauai.
Okay. Garden Island boasts the wettest spot on Earth. So definitely be prepared for a lot of rain, which is more the rule than the exception for rain. They have a canyon there, and it is just green. I mean, pretty much untouched inside of that canyon. You can take a helicopter tour if you're into, and they will take you for a nice tour that will take you through the canyon. You know, you're seeing a number of waterfalls, which is on one part of the island, which is a very mountainous, rocky area, that when you're looking at it from inland, it doesn't look like much. But when you look at it from the shore, which no one can really get to other than by helicopter or a boat, it's a very grand scene with, you know, just green right down the mountain, waterfalls flowing over. If you want a little bit more intimate up close, they can take a small boat that they'll lead you out there, and you can see these waterfalls. If the time is right, you know, here on Kauai, you can see whales sometimes, sometimes dolphins, and sometimes they'll even get you to a spot where you can snorkel, and you might be able to do that all in a small boat trip, you know, for half a day.
Now, is there a bad time to go to Hawaii?
I don't think so. I mean, okay. This is the temperature gradient, which is the, you know, the highs and lows, you know, from day to day or season to season, which arguably, even if we have them, is so minimal that, you know, to say that this time of year is better than this time is it's more of an opinion than anything. There's nothing concrete to say it is. I personally prefer more in the fall and winter because the heat isn't as extreme. Not that it's hot, because we have the trade winds constantly blowing. That's kind of a natural air conditioner. So that the mid-80s doesn't even seem like mid-80s because you got this nice cool breeze that, you know, feels really nice. I prefer that time just because it's a little cooler. And the wave action, you know, if you want to see the big waves, definitely you don't always want to be swimming at the North Shore during that time.
Right.
But, I mean, North Shore, East and South Shore will definitely be able to get enough beaches for you.
Well, that's great, Chris. I thank you for giving us a bit of an in-depth look at Hawaii and Hawaiian Islands. And I think just by listening to you, not only do I grasp the people and the way the community set up and how their structure is, but I can also kind of hear the tinge in your voice that you miss home.
Absolutely. I'm always going to miss home, and to a large degree that'll always be my home. But I talk about it because I love that place. You know, I'd love to be there. I'd love to be back with my family, which, you know, and miss all those events that we talked about. Definitely. And thanks for having me, Jeff.
You got it. Thanks so much, Chris, and we'll have you on. Talk about something else sometime.
I'll be ready.
Okay.
And now, as promised, the phone interview with Dog Dwayne Chapman, the bounty hunter. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome back to Roni's Own Radio. I am talking to Dwayne the Dog Chapman, star of Dog the Bounty Hunter show on A&E on Tuesday nights.
What's up, my brother? How are you guys?
You know, I'm doing great. Dog, you are all over the place. I saw you on George Lopez. You were on Donnie Deutsch's show. What's it like?
Well, it feels great. George Lopez, what a funny guy. Let me just spend a second there.
Yeah.
You know, they laugh all day, bro. I went home with all the sensations, you know, that American men have. I was happy and to spend a couple days with those guys. I mean, you walk away, your stomach is sore from laughing. and then Donnie Deutsch, you know, Barry Duffy's his producer, which Barry used to be a producer on the Osborne show, and she's our good friend. And then Donnie Deutsch just, like, doesn't pull any punches, bro. He just comes right out there and says, do it, you know, and he really cares about people. I mean, he is genuinely, you know, he like, don't retake his show, he don't retape it, you know, they don't say cut, stop, do it again, he's like, let it go, I mean, and I've been on a lot of shows, and that guy's incredible, he's a very cool guy, you know.
Donnie's great. Now, I read somewhere that there was movies in the future, or you guys were talking about it or something?
Well, there, you know, we've got our third season coming up right now, so A&E, you know, as we've got an obligation with them, and there's so many guys running right now, you know, crime is rampant, so we've got an obligation before we think of any movie stuff. I think when I get old enough where, you know, I can't sort of say get in the saddle anymore, you know, that's time for the movie. Right now, you know, we've got to, thank God, we've got a hit show, and we've got these people. I mean, you know, there's always the victim too, brother, that gets, you know, vindicated every time thief or robber, rapist, murderer goes to jail. And, you know, we're going to show in third season more of the, you know, faces of those people and some of the victims, what they really go through. So we're movies will come later, you know what I mean?
I got to say, I love the show. I love the show for a lot of reasons. And one of them is it's a family show. I mean, most people can't get their family around the dinner table, but you work with your family all the time in stress situations. What's that like?
Well, thank you. Well, I say a lot of times that, you know, this blood don't run. I mean, I've hired many guys that went to the door with me, and I turn around, you know, just before it's high noonsville, and the guy's running to turn the car around or something, you know. And, I mean, these boys will be grounded if they run, and they do not do that. And, you know, of course, then there's Beth, and I love her very much, and she's like the most radical of all of us, you know what I mean?
And I know.
And she's like pushing us. I mean, she's the moral knot in the rope, you know what I mean? So we as men in America need a Beth.
Absolutely. I know what you mean. I have one of my own at home, and she keeps me on the straight and narrow. Now, I've seen you run full throttle after a bunch of guys, a woman, whoever you're going after. What I find amazing is once that you get them, your heart turns around and you're like reaching out to them. How can I help you? You're the most compassionate guy I've ever seen.
Well,
that's just so cool.
Well, listen, that's, you know, thank you for the compliment, but I'll be honest. I learned that from cops. You know, I'm the guy that the cop changed his life. I'm the guy that went on that one ride with that one cop that one day, and the cop said, you don't need to be doing this. You've got a future so bright, you must need shade. You've got to get off this, dog, Chapman. I turned my life around, and I said, from now on, I'm going to be just like that guy. It was something given to me. I just didn't, you know, inherit that. You know what I mean?
Sure. Now, you're a Christian man.
Correct.
And I got to say, it's so refreshing to see people outside of Christian shows praying on TV.
Well, I thank you for that. And it's really, you know, let me tell you, it's like, you know, a lot of huddles that you see in the NFL, you think they're in there saying, all right, let's kill them, eat their ears off. They're in there saying, dear God, right now, please, we need you, right? And so, I mean, it's kind of the same thing. Like, we pull out of our little huddle, I mean, it's life and death. And we believe in the supernatural power of goodness and God. And we do need God on our side. So, you know, I appreciated A&E was about, back in the day, was about the only network, my brother, that would let us do that.
I know.
We went with A&E.
I think it's cool that you say your prayer, you break, you just run full speed, you get them. And as you're running after them, you're calling them every name in the book. But I remember a story on your website when your father told you, son, you're calling this person every name in the book. You shouldn't talk like that. Do you want to talk about why you talk to people that way when you're going after them?
Well, yeah, you can't go after them as Willie Foo Foo, you know, or as Bo Peep. You know, you go after them as Little Bo Peep who lost her sheep, you're going to be shot or killed.
True.
And you can't, you know, I'm probably the worst Christian in God's army because you can't say freeze in the name of Jesus. You know, some of these guys just don't get that.
Mm-hmm.
But you've got to hold that. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says don't, you know, throw your pearls before someone who doesn't understand.
Mm-hmm.
So until you catch the guy,
yeah,
you've got to be, you know, that ruthless, relentless, aggressive guy.
Because mm-hmm.
that's what it takes to catch him.
Right.
If they're nice, now you've seen the shows when there's a couple that, you know, spit on us, right? And they got spit right back on.
Yeah.
I mean, there's everyone doesn't do that. But the ones that, you know, you'd be amazed, my brother, when you sit next to a guy your age and you say, you know, what, where's your father? And he goes, my father used to rape me. I don't know. I'd like to kill that SOB.
Yeah.
If I could find him, you're like, oh, my God. You know, my father, we never even mentioned that word rape in our family. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We didn't even know they, people did that. And then you sit next to a guy that, you know, could pound you to the ground and you think, you know, where did the guy go wrong? And he tells you that and you're like, you know, what are you supposed to do?
Yeah.
You're supposed to be a human being, and as I get older, you know, people say, Dog, what is your secret to success? I mean, is it Beth? Yes. Is it the kids? Yes. But what do you think about every day? And as I get older, there's one thing I told my baby Lisa yesterday, honey, you must remember the golden rule, to love thy neighbor as thyself. That's why it's called the golden rule.
Yeah.
And if you learn, you know, and too bad it took me all these years to do that,
yeah,
but if you learn to do that, I guarantee you, you're getting fame and fortune. You're going to get it.
Yeah.
You're going to get it.
Yeah.
If you love thy neighbor as thyself, and you become someone who one man can make a difference, and you get all that kind of Tony Robbins stuff in your mind, and you go out there in this world and do that, by God, you're going to make it.
Yeah.
You're going to get blessed.
Yeah.
Well, Dog, I got to say, this is the coolest moment in my life, really talking to you. I love the show. I wish you the best of success. Honest to God, just go get them.
Thank you, Brother Jeff. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you for having me on your show.
No problem. Take care, brother.
You too. Aloha.
See ya. Well, this brings us to the end of another Roni Zone Radio. I thank you again for downloading it, either the podcast or from the website. I thank you so much for being involved, taking a chance, listening to at least one show, maybe two, maybe three, maybe four. Thanks so much. I really appreciate it. And I'd also invite you to our website. It is jrdonline.com. That's where you can download all the Roni Zone radios. You can download the Tatooine TV, Star Wars parody files. You can also download Revenge of the Sox. Now, that may mean nothing to you. Anyway, it's there for you to download and enjoy maybe a little bit. But also, please drop me an email at Jeff, J-E-F-F, dot Roni, R-O-N as in Nancy, E-Y, at gmail.com. And I appreciate the feedback. Any and all feedback is great. And if you'd like, you can also leave a note on the website. There's a little link there in the middle. It says, send us an email, and you can click on that link, and it will bring up a little mail-to area. That'll use your email software, whatever that is, to send me an email. I appreciate the feedback so much. So, thank you so much again for listening. Let's hope for 20 more, 40 more, 60 more shows. This is Jeff Roni signing off. Roni Zone Radio.